It's Wednesday, July 8th. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. Democrats are running in 97 of Indiana's 100 state house races, more than any point in decades. The Indiana Supreme Court ruled reports on individual abortions in the state cannot be publicly released. And new Medicaid work requirements are set to take effect early next year, and advocates worry many Hoosiers will be removed from the program. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. Democrats are running in 97 of Indiana's 100 state house races, more than any point in decades. As WFIU's Ethan Sandweiss reports, the party hopes running on affordability issues can help it break the Republican supermajority.
Democrats ran for just 75 House seats during the last state election and currently hold 30. They also hold just 10 out of 50 Senate seats. Party leader Phil Giaquinta says historically it's been hard to convince people to run, but this year he's cautiously optimistic.
That's going to give over 6.5 million Hoosiers a choice this fall, which, you know, hasn't happened in a very long time.
Conversely, 20 Democratic candidates will run without a Republican challenger, mostly in Indianapolis and Lake County. The party hasn't won a majority in the State House of Representatives since 2008. For WFIU News, I'm Ethan Sandweiss.
The Indiana Supreme Court ruled reports on individual abortions in the state cannot be publicly released. The unanimous decision last week comes after a years-long legal battle. WFYI's Caroline Beck has more from our reporting partner, Indiana Capital Chronicle.
The ruling means the court deems the terminated pregnancy reports are protected confidential medical records. The Indiana Department of Health stopped releasing those records after the state's near-total abortion ban in 2022. It was releasing records before without identifying patient information. Anti-abortion group Voices for Life then sued IDOH to reinstate access to those records. Voices for Life argued the release must restart to ensure doctors obey the law. IDOH then agreed in 2025. But two Indianapolis doctors sued to block that move, and the state Supreme Court has now ruled in their favor. At the time of this report, the state attorney general's office has not said if it will appeal the ruling. I'm Caroline Beck in Indianapolis.
New Medicaid work requirements are set to take effect early next year, and advocates worry many eligible Hoosiers will be removed from the program. As WFYI's Ben Thorpe reports, Family and Social Services Administrator Mitch Robe wants to remind people the 80-hour-a-month work requirements are coming.
The state has already cut nearly 400,000 people from Medicaid due to increased eligibility checks. Now, 19 to 64-year-olds without an exemption will be required to show they are working or taking classes. Speaking with reporters at a Tuesday press conference, Robe acknowledged that a change of this size will bring challenges.
We are taking the necessary steps, we believe at this point in time, to augment our staff so that that we will minimize any bottlenecks.
Advocates worry that hundreds of thousands of eligible people will lose their coverage because of the additional burden of filing the necessary paperwork. According to Robe, no cost savings are expected from the implementation of work requirements. I'm Ben Thorpe in Indianapolis.
The Allen County Coroner's Office released the final autopsy report for 75-year-old Anita Ann Grayson, who died after a fight with employees inside a Tim Hortons. Investigators said the cause of her death was acute exacerbation of congestive heart failure. The manner of death remains undetermined. On May 13th, Fort Wayne police officers responded to a battery inside the restaurant on Ice Way. Grayson became unresponsive before they could take her statement. She was pronounced dead by medics moments later. Video of the fight between Grayson and employees of the shop went viral as concerned citizens raised questions about why no one had been arrested. A preliminary autopsy report said there were no contributory injuries from the fight, but did not include cause and manner of death, pending toxicology and other test results. Since the incident, Grayson's family retained nationally known civil rights and personal injury attorney Ben Crump. More news in a moment.
Support for WBOI comes from Heartland Sings, presenting their summer season, performing family-friendly music at Fort Wayne Parks, Sundays at 3 p.m. Heartland Sings, changing lives through song. Details at heartlandsings.org/events.
Here's what to know for today. Fort Wayne saw an outbreak of gun violence over the 4th of July holiday weekend. Indiana child care providers are pushing back against new state changes that would lessen education requirements for child care workers. And some Porter County leaders say they don't want their taxes going up to pay for a Bears stadium 20 miles away in Hammond. That's Who and What for Wednesday, July 8th. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter, Frequency, at WBOI.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbruck. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.